finance and economics.
Golden Era. Ingot we trust. What the surging price of gold says about a dangerous world.
Less than a mile from Singapore's luxurious Changi Airport sits a rather less glamorous business park. Residents of the industrial estate include freight and logistics firms, as well as the back offices of several banks. One building is a little different, however. Behind a glossy onyx facade, layers of security and imposing steel doors, sits more than $1 billion in gold, silver and other treasures. The reserve hosts dozens of private vaults, thousands of safe deposit boxes and a cavernous storage room where precious metals sit on shelves rising three stories above the ground. After 4 years of retrofitting, the complex is almost complete. Its grand opening will come at an opportune moment. Gold is in the midst of an extraordinary renaissance. Over the past year, investors have piled into the metal, driving its price up by 38% to over $2,700 per troy ounce, a record high. The buzz has reached unusual places. Gold bars have hit the shelves of Costco, an American retailer, and CU, a South Korean convenience store chain, as the resurgence of inflation and fears of war drive consumer enthusiasm. Central bankers are also getting involved, as financial fragmentation increases appetite for an ancient asset. The world has entered a new golden age. Professional investors are often scornful of precious metals for good reason. Gold produces no income. Warren Buffett, one such investor, says that bets on gold are made by those who fear other assets and believe that the ranks of the fearful will expand. Among American institutional investors managing more than $100 million in assets, only a quarter report owning shares in gold exchange-traded funds, ETFs, according to Dirk Bauer and Lai Huang of the University of Western Australia. Just 1.5% of such firms' assets are in gold. All this helps explain why holdings in gold ETFs have failed to rise, even as the price of the metal has climbed. The biggest fans of precious metals do not always help themselves. Gold bugs make outlandish predictions to justify their bets. A looming American debt default is a favourite. The supposed launch of a gold-backed currency by China and Russia is a new and even more fantastical forecast. But today there are more people convinced that things really are heading south than just a few years ago, and there are more rational reasons to believe so. Family offices, the preferred investment vehicle for the privately wealthy, are growing fast. Assets under management have risen from $3.3 trillion in 2019 to $5.5 trillion today, and many investors want to protect their wealth from dire outcomes. The value of a currency may fall both against others and in terms of its purchasing power. Gold's relatively fixed supply and historical popularity encourages investors to believe it can protect them against surging prices and misjudged policies. According to Camden Wealth, a data provider, over two-thirds of family offices invest in gold. Lots of demand is Asian. China and India make up a fifth of the world's economic output, yet account for half of consumer purchases of physical gold. The average Indian is now about as keen on the metal as an American or German. Moreover, Chinese and Indian fondness for gold is growing. In China, a property crisis has prompted people with capital to look elsewhere. Purchases of gold bars and coins rose by 44% in the year to June against the previous 12 months. As India gets richer, more people are able to buy gold. One consequence is that gold-backed lending has taken off. Muthoot Finance, one such lender, has seen its share price almost triple in the past 5 years. But it is another class of investors, perhaps the most paranoid and conservative of all, that has really driven the recent rally. Reserve managers at central banks. Gold's share of central bank reserves had declined for decades, from almost 40% in 1970 to just 6% in 2008. More recently, though, its share has steadily climbed, rising to 11% last year, the highest in more than 20 years. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent freezing of its foreign currency reserves was a pivotal moment. It demonstrated to reserve managers that if their country was put under sanctions, American treasuries and other supposedly safe assets denominated in Western currencies would be of no use. Since the start of 2022, monetary authorities in China, Turkey and India have bought 316, 198 and 95 tons of gold respectively, according to the World Gold Council, an industry group. Instead of investing in ETFs, central banks mostly accumulate physical gold and make sure that they have it close to hand. Just as financial assets face the possibility of seizure, so does gold held overseas. The British government, for instance, has refused to repatriate dozens of tons of gold to Venezuela, since it refuses to recognise Nicolas Maduro as a legitimate leader. Not all the central banks snapping up gold have difficult relations with the West. The Monetary Authority of Singapore has accumulated 75 tons since the start of 2022. The National Bank of Poland has raised its holdings by 167 tons over the same period as part of a strategy to keep 20% of reserves in gold. Adam Glapinski, the bank's president, refers to gold as a strategic hedge, as it has low correlations with other asset classes. The price of gold, he said in 2021, tends to be high precisely at times when the central bank might need its ammunition most. In September, Laos opened up a flashy monument to the new golden era, a gold-panelled bullion bank in its capital. Central bank demand is unlikely to fall soon. A survey of sovereign investors by Invesco Asset Management this year found that none of 51 central banks expect to cut their gold allocation in the next 3 years, and 37% expect to raise it. Among central bankers, some 56% believe that gold offers protection against the weaponization of central bank reserves, and 70% see it as a hedge against inflation. Demand from central banks, which invest for security reasons rather than returns, also helps explain why gold's relationship with interest rates has broken down. The metal usually does poorly when real yields on safe government bonds are high, which means they provide a solid return even after inflation. Conversely, when returns to the safest bonds are low, gold tends to rally. In a low-yield environment, investors are more likely to consider an asset that produces no income. Since the end of 2021, however, the once trusty correlation has collapsed. Gold has climbed in price even as yields on 10-year inflation protected American treasuries rose from minus 1% to around 1.8%. When real yields were last this high, gold was worth around $1,000 per troy ounce, almost two-thirds less than its current price. How useful will gold be in a crisis? Nicholas Mulder of Cornell University notes that it can be sold in small quantities in the politically neutral Gulf in exchange for a variety of currencies. Although Russia was cut off from Western gold markets by the restrictions deployed against the government, and some firms have been punished for dealing with Russian miners, a suspicious surge in gold imports by Switzerland from the United Arab Emirates in the months after the invasion of Ukraine suggests that Moscow was managing to market its gold. Preventing the sale of an asset that can be smuggled around the world in small quantities and melted down is an all but impossible task. Ultra-rich investors may buy more gold, too. But for gold purveyors, the real target is institutional investors, Bringing in just a sliver of the tens of trillions of dollars they manage would be a huge boon. Such purveyors may be in luck. Goldman Sachs, a bank, notes that demand for gold ETFs tends to rise only as American interest rates fall, not before. Typically, a rate cut of a quarter of a percentage point increases gold ETF holdings by 60 tons, currently $5 billion in value, over the subsequent 6 months. Mr. Buffett's criticism that gold requires fear and a belief that the fear will spread is true. At the moment, though, there are a lot of fearful investors.